a burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth is going to pay more than $11 million to settle the civil lawsuits that came from a Tatiana Jefferson's death.
Council members approved the $11.25 million settlement without opposition last night. Jefferson was killed inside her home while former officer Aaron Dean was responding to a neighbor's call about an open door. District 8 council member Chris Nettles says the vote is about more than just ending the lawsuit.
We know that this amount of money is not necessarily justice to her life, but it's what we can do as a council.
Dean was convicted of manslaughter in 2022 and sentenced to nearly 12 years in prison. The settlement resolves the remaining civil claims tied to Jefferson's death. The largest portions of the money will be placed in trusts for her two young nephews. The agreement is not final yet. It still needs approval from a probate court. From the 24-hour news center, John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Record-setting robot at the World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing, sprinting 100 meters in 9.39 seconds. That beat Usain Bolt's 9.59 world record. The games are an Olympic-style competition featuring more than 1,300 contests with more than 2,000 robots from 16 countries, but mostly from China. ABC's Britt Clinett is there.
Chinese President Xi Jinping, he wants to power the country's economic transition, pushing for what he calls new productive forces. China is very much backing this technology, AI, in a big way. And this is a clear statement on show to the world about China's ambition to lead in embodied AI.
51 events include running, long jump, table tennis, ballroom dancing, robots doing ballroom, stop it, and household tasks, hotel services, and emergency response. The games are now in their second year. Why do they need to do hotel services?
Because
they're not clean. They're not going to the bathroom. You don't need somebody to go in there and clean up.
Well, they're going to be doing all of these chores in our homes within the next 10 years.
Oh, that's right.
We are losing support from another one of our allies. Pew Research talked to thousands of people in South Korea, found for the first time in 20 years, a majority of South Koreans don't like us. 55% say they don't. They don't have a positive view of the U.S. That's up from 39% last year. In fact, in 2018, 80% of South Koreans looked up at the U.S. with respect and admiration. Those with a very unfavorable view, they doubled. Up to 18%.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not be forced to extradite an ICE agent to Minnesota facing charges for a Minneapolis shooting in January. KRLD's Chris Fox has the latest on the decision of a federal judge in Brownsville.
Minnesota's request for the extradition of ICE agent Christian Castro was denied, as was their temporary restraining order to block Texas from releasing Castro from a Brownsville jail as early as Thursday. Governor Abbott's vowed not to work with Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz on this issue.
It's time for Minnesota to step up and repay the United States of America and Americans for all the fraud that they've committed in their state under federal programs. and I will not respond to them at all.
Castro's accused of shooting through a Minneapolis door in January, despite knowing multiple people were inside. He hit a Venezuelan migrant in the leg. He's facing 4 counts of felony assault, but Texas could let him walk free. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, one of those beluga whales rescued from Marineland of Canada, it's died.
Pikachu was one of the smaller rescued whales. She showed early signs of progress, but on Tuesday, blood tests showed that she was dehydrated and needed supportive care. As the teams worked to provide her with medicine and fluids, Pikachu passed away suddenly. Pikachu was part of an 8-whale pod rescued from a closed Canadian marine park.
And in all, 30 beluga whales had to be rescued as part of this international effort. Kroger customers might get a piece of the action in a prescription settlement with a pharmacy. It affects anyone that had prescriptions filled between 2018 and just this week. Kroger stood accused of overcharging these customers for prescriptions in Texas and Ohio. Plaintiffs claim that Kroger overcharged them by lying about the usual prices for medications. Now, to submit your claim, you have to do it before the December 21st deadline, by phone, by mail. You can also have to show documentation that this affected you directly.
Texas energy producers continue to see good things happening in the oil patch.
Texas oil producers and investors are seeing a massive resurgence compared to early year forecasts. That's according to R.T. Trevino, who runs Fort Worth-based Pecos Oil. But he says instead of triggering a risky drilling boom, state producers are keeping a tight grip on things to avoid over-drilling.
We are going to continue to produce the most oil in America, and Texas alone produces more oil than some of the OPEC countries do. So we do expect to continue to be the leader, make no doubt about it. I would like to see prices stay where they are.
Trevino says a 600% hike in the price oil freighters are paying for insurance has jacked up the price Gulf Coast refineries are paying for Middle East oil, and he says that's one reason gasoline prices at the pump have not come down. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Canada is hit back, retaliating against President Donald Trump's 50% tariffs. Ottawa putting import duties on about $20 billion worth of American products.
The president today did an interview with Glenn Beck on his radio show, and he expressed his frustration with Canada, saying, quote, they are one of the worst countries in the world to deal with. He also said that he thought they had a pretty good deal, and he dismissed the idea, though, that the United States needs Canada. Of course, Canada is the second biggest export market for the United States after Mexico. There's a very critical trade relationship between the two countries.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting from the White House.
Well, rap beef between a couple of rappers leads to a murder for hire, according to the DA.
A Dallas County jury is hearing from medical examiners concerning the death of rapper Mo3, real name Melvin Noble. Kewan White is the gunman accused of shooting Noble 13 times with a rifle on I-35 back in 2020. Prosecutors believe the rival rapper, Yella Beezy, whose real name is Marquise Conway, hired White to kill Noble after a long-running feud. White pled not guilty and is already serving time for an unrelated gun charge. He now faces capital murder charges for Noble's death, along with two other defendants. The trial is expected to take 2 weeks. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What celebrity death really got you? Probably a little worse than you thought it would.
Yeah.
It really got to you. Made you sad.
That's the thing. I just admitted off the air, I think this Dolly one did it. I didn't think, you know, she's 80. I kind of expected she wasn't in great health. But it's still, when she passed, I was like, what?
She had, I think she had canceled some shows maybe earlier this year, maybe late last year. They said she had pneumonia, and maybe she did. Although what they're saying now is that it was cancer.
Yeah, she spent only 4 days in the hospital, and that got her. But she had been dealing with some stuff, and apparently, as she was taking care of her husband, the last time, because he died, last year?
About a year ago. Yeah.
She kind of was ignoring her own health issues while she was taking care of him, and so that probably was something that contributed.
And they had been married a long time, too.
How often 62 years or whatever it was.
How often does that happen? You know,
absolutely.
Where one goes, and then within a year or two, the other one's gone,
That's
too.
Exactly.
It's like Johnny and June.
That's right, and one side of my parents, that happened, my grandparents. So it's, it usually... if you're that long. You've been together. You almost become that same person in a way. Mm-hmm. If they have health issues, you have health issues. It's kind of weird how that happens.
More on that to come. But first, the trade war between the U.S. and Canada is heating up again. This started with President Trump announcing a 50% tariff on certain Canadian imports. Did that last week, thinking Canada would cave and sign the deal he wanted them to sign. Well, they didn't cave. They have responded now with 50% tariffs of their own.
They're not messing around. I mean, they were really strong in their response yesterday.
It is fundamental for Canada to stand up and to say, no thanks. We're not going to do that. We have never done that.
Their finance minister said, we stood up for our workers. We stood up for our businesses. We stood up for Canada.
I think what Canadians can see this morning is that we stand united.
So starting on September 8th, there will be tariffs of 15, 25, and 50% on American products that go across the border imported into Canada. So that means a 50% counter tariff on steel and aluminum goods that had previously been hit with a 25% tariff. They're also going to have a tariff on furniture, apparel, clothing, also going after things like motorcycles and some food and dairy products.
And adding fuel to the fire.
You saw some Canadian political officials say that they're not ruling out going after red states, Republican states here in the U.S. with these retaliatory measures. They want to make sure that the U.S. economy is impacted in a way that sends a message to him. We heard that from Doug Ford, the premier of Ontario.
I just want to remind America. People, we didn't start this economic war against us, and I'm not too sure why the president decided to do this.
That's really striking to see that this is beyond just the war of words. They're actually taking action here.
And Trump's reaction to this?
You know, the president on Monday tried to brush all of this off. He said on social media, we don't need Canada. They need us. Mm. Canada is the U.S. second largest export trade partner after Mexico. So we do a lot of trade with Canada. You know, we do need them. Yes, they need us, but we need them because of how much we do with them. And it was striking to hear that the president, hours after he had posted that on social media, acknowledged at a political event on Monday, well, the U.S. does need Canada.
We need aluminum in this country. We don't have it. We get it all from Canada for the most part. And we need it badly. So
there was this recognition that, you know, there is a reliance on Canada for something like that. Well, that aluminum is exactly what Canada said yesterday was now going to face a 50% counter tariff.
Yeah, that's ABC's Karen Travers. And now we're getting into round two of this, and that's the retaliatory tariffs, which, you know, one country does and the other responds. So
anyhow, it's interesting when they say they want to go after red states because, I mean, again, that's they're they're picking and choosing their battles based on politics there because of the president's party. But also it's because the red states, that's where a lot of the businesses are heading. You see the blue states are struggling in these remarks and these areas with businesses leaving and so on. The new jobs are popping up in the red states.
That
primarily.
May be, and I don't know this, but that may be Canada's response to Trump talking about Quebec and the French language and singling them out. I don't know.
It's just interesting
where that comes from.
That's what I think is probably going to start happening. We heard some of this stuff from Mexico at one point, I believe, where they said, well, you know, your red states are the ones that are going to play. Your bases are the places that are going to be hurt the most by this. And so they started to appeal from him to him in a political side. So it's interesting that they brought that up.
It's all political. It has been all along.
Of course. You know. It's politics, baby.
10:27 now. What celebrity death really got to you? We asked this in the wake of Dolly Parton's death yesterday. And gotten a good 945-766-1080.
Starting to come in.
Good responses. Prince was one. His name has come up a couple of times. I remember that.
That was kind of shocking because he was, only 53, 54? He wasn't
young,
that old.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
Obviously, Selena.
That was huge. Yeah. I was not really affected by that one, but I know Latino community definitely were.
And, you know, same cause of death, John Lennon.
Yeah. We've got what? One, two, three? Three votes for that one. Because, again, that's just murder.
John Lennon's death stunned me. It wasn't just his death, but also the death of the dream that the Beatles might ever reunite.
Yeah, that's part of it.
We've got David Bowie, Prince, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton was just an everyday, polite person. I wish everyone could have a little bit of her in their soul.
That's right. Everyone, you know, you didn't know her. I never met her. You never met her, but you kind of felt like you knew her. In a weird way, that if you saw her, you'd give her a hug, and she'd say, how you doing? And it would be just really easy to communicate with her.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.